From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo named six figures as new ministers for the onward Indonesian cabinet as he made a virtual announcement from the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. The first one is Tri Risma Hari Ini as Minister of Social Affairs, that she is currently the mayor of Surabaya. The president introduced Sandiaga Uno, a business person who is concurrently the former vice governor, to Anies Baswedan in Jakarta, to fill his position of the Tourism and Creative Economy Minister. The president thereafter named Budi Gunawan Sadikin, current Vice Minister of Erick Thohir in the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises, SOEs, and concurrently the president of Bank Mandiri, as well as the president of PT Indonesia Asahan Aluminium, as the Health Minister. The fourth, Yakut Khalil Qomas. He is a Muslim leader, the chief of GP Ansor, a youth movement under Nahdlatul Ulama, one of the biggest Islamic organizations of Indonesia, to be the Minister of Religious Affairs. The fifth is Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, who is the current Vice Minister of Defense as the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries. The last is M. Lutfi as Minister of Trade, who was the Minister of Trade as well as Indonesian Ambassador for Japan and the United States. The official inauguration for all six of the new ministers is held on Wednesday. This year, on December 30, 2020, Indonesia and Vietnam will celebrate their 65th year of diplomatic relation. So far, relations between the two countries have been well established. Since 2013, the two countries have established strategic partnership with in-depth cooperation in all fields, including political and diplomatic dialogue, defense and security cooperation, economic cooperation, as well as tourism promotion, cultural exchanges, and people-to-people contact. To commemorate the 65th diplomatic relation, the Vietnamese embassy in Jakarta held an online media luncheon on Tuesday. This was one of the series of activities carried out by the Vietnamese embassy in Jakarta to celebrate 65 years of diplomatic relation between the two countries. In his remark, Vietnam's ambassador to Indonesia, Pham Vinh Quang, said that in response to the global COVID-19 outbreak, Vietnam and Indonesia in various fora, both in Asia and the United Nations, have participated in seeking cooperation to prevent and combat the pandemic.
Vietnam, as the chair of the ASEAN, we already have a statement, ASEAN statement, seen in March in 2020. And after that, we have series of plan action. ASEAN to have the fund, and later this year you can follow the result of the summit of ASEAN also in the international forum like United Nations, Vietnam, we also propose United Nations resolution to combat COVID-19. So we, together with Indonesia and other like-minded countries, will put up in these matters.
In his remarks, Ambassador Pham Vinh Quang said that his country has an interest in working together with Indonesia in developing the COVID-19 vaccine. Indonesian President Joko Widodo affirmed that the government will continue several policies that it had implemented in the current year in 2021. The head of state noted in his virtual remarks at the National Dialogue, witnessed via YouTube, the presidential secretariat noted in Jakarta on Tuesday. The president revealed that policies mainly pertaining to the health sector will be continued for handling the COVID-19 pandemic and also for offering social protection assistance to the people. Most importantly, the government will immediately provide free vaccine to all people, and it will start in early 2021. The head of state affirmed that the vaccination program was expected to raise public confidence in handling COVID-19 in addition to instilling a sense of security in the community. The president also estimated that investment will increase due to the job creation law at the end of 2020. Widodo noted that national export had begun to recover, and this trend was expected to continue and increase in 2021. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. Congress has passed a long-awaited $900 billion package of coronavirus pandemic aid after months of political wrangling. Senators approved the bill late on Monday, hours after it was passed by the House of Representatives. The aid includes direct payments for many Americans and support for businesses and unemployment programs. The money is to accompany a bigger $1.4 trillion spending bill to fund government operation over the next 9 months. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the package into law quickly. President-elect Joe Biden welcomed the relief package but said Congress needed to get to work to support his COVID-19 relief plan in the new year. Four doctors working at a prison in the Afghan capital Kabul were among five people killed by a bomb attached to their car, police says. At least two of the doctors were women. The fifth casualty was a passerby. The doctor were traveling to Pul-e-Charkhi prison, where they work when the magnetic bomb detonated. No group has said it carried out the bombing. Dozens of militant attacks in Kabul have left more than 100 people dead in the past 2 months. Journalists, activists, and other political figures have been targeted. Several recent attacks on individuals have used sticky bombs attached to vehicle by magnets. Levels of violence into the country have remained high despite the start of negotiation between Afghan and Taliban officials. The Western African ECOWAS regional bloc on Tuesday said it will send a 90-strong election observation mission to monitor the upcoming presidentials and legislative election in Nigeria. According to the bloc statement, the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, is deploying an election observation mission of 90 observers, including 10 in the long term and 80 in the short term, to observe the presidential election coupled with the legislative election this Sunday, December 27, 2020, in Nigeria. It also specified that Nigeria's former Vice President Namadi Sambo would lead the observation mission. The ECOWAS, comprising 15 nations in West Africa, has a mandate to deploy observers to member states during presidential election to ensure democratic convergence across the region. The presidential election in Nigeria will be held in two rounds, with 30 candidates validated for the first round scheduled for Sunday. France might face shortage of fish and seafood during upcoming holidays after blocking UK cargo amid the new coronavirus strain, Dominique Selchers, CEO of French Retailers Association System U, told the BFMTV broadcaster on Tuesday. Over the weekend, the UK identified a new variant of the coronavirus that is 70% more transmissible than other SARS-CoV-2 virus strains. After media reports, many countries across the world shut their borders and halted travel to the United Kingdom. French, too, suspended traffic with the United Kingdom for 48 hours starting Monday. He specified that the shortage of fish and seafood are expected on Wednesday and Thursday. Selchers noted that the questions of shortage would also deepen on the conclusion of the UK-European Union negotiation on a free trade deal, as fishing quotas have been one of the main sticking points for both parties. Listener, that was the news. 10 days before the end of 2020. Britain and the European Union still have not fully agreed on matters related to Brexit or the UK leaving the European Union. The UK and the European Union still disagree on two important rules for both of them, concerning fishing and business competition. According to the schedule, Britain and the European Union would have to settle differences regarding those matters on December 20, 2022. The 2 days delay indicates that the two sides are holding on to their respective positions. The delay in the agreement has further shortened the deadline ahead of Britain's exit from the European Union on January 31, 2021. Britain has also had to sign a number of agreements related to its relationship with the European Union on January 1, 2021. Regarding the possibility of an agreement not being made, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson expressed his optimism that it would not occur. After a deadlock on fishing and business competition talk, the British Prime Minister insisted that Britain would still benefit even if there was no agreement. As reported by the Associated Press and quoted by CNN Indonesia, from the European Union, it is France which has a strong interest in the fisheries sector agreement. The country really hopes that with Brexit deal, French fishermen can fish in British water. So far, the British have full control over their waters. Both the UK and the European Union maintain their respective position on fishing rules. Britain asked the quota for fishing by European Union countries in its waters be reduced to 25% of the quota before Brexit. The two sides also differed regarding the transition period. The UK considers that a 3-year transition period is enough for European Union fishermen to adjust to the new rules, but the European Union asks for a longer period of 6 years. The British Prime Minister emphasized that Britain has the right to fully determine the rules within the country. For both parties, a UK exit without a deal or a Brexit no deal can have benefits but also disadvantages. In the trade sector, the two parties will impose different import tariffs for commodities and customs regulations. Both the UK and European Union members will face problems in this regard. For Britain, trade barriers with the European Union can have a negative impact on its economy. While still a member, the European Union was the largest single market. But by leaving the European Union without a deal, Britain must comply with the WTO rules. British companies that rely on exporting their products to the European Union countries will be affected by the absence of a trade agreement. Apart from trade, Brexit no deal will also have an impact on employment issues. Different rules post-Brexit will affect the fate of British citizens working in the European Union countries and vice versa. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now being tested for his skills in solving the Brexit issues. The failure of negotiation which resulted in Britain leaving the European Union without an agreement had consequences for the country. Brexit no deal will have an impact on the UK's economy, which is now trying to rise from the downturn caused by COVID-19. Johnson also has to convince the British people and his political opponents in Parliament that the decision he has taken are correct and for the dignity of Great Britain and the good of the people. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, we meet again in Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from a history on December 23, 1933, the birth of Japanese Emperor Akihito. Akihito is the 125th Emperor of Japan, who was born on December 23, 1933. Emperor Akihito had reigned since 1989, succeeding his father, the late Emperor Hirohito. Akihito is the fifth child of seven children. Since ascending to the imperial throne, Emperor Akihito has tried to bring the emperor's family closer to Japanese society. He made official visits to 18 countries, including 47 prefectures in Japan. The era of his reign is called Heisei. Emperor Akihito abdicated on April 30, 2019. Next turn to a story on December 23, 1954, the first kidney transplantation successfully implemented. On December 23, 1954, Joseph Edward Murray, a surgeon from the United States, successfully performed kidney transplants on the twin brothers Richard and Ronald Herrick at Peter Bent Brigham Hospital. During the operation, which lasted about 5 hours, Murray was accompanied by Dr. J. Hartwell Harrison and several other surgeons. Joseph Edward Murray transplanted a healthy kidney that Ronald Herrick donated to his twin brother Richard, who was critically ill with nephritis or inflammation of the kidney. After the operation, Richard was able to survive for 8 years. We end with a history on December 23, 2016, the UN Security Council Resolution 2334 was adopted. The United Nations Security Council Resolution 2334 was adopted on December 23, 2016. This resolution calls for an end to Israeli community settlements built on land captured in the Six-Day War of 1967. This resolution calls these settlements a flagrant violation of international law. This was the first UN Security Council resolution passed on Israel and Palestine since 2009, and the first to address the Israeli settlement issue. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta yang ada. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan in hatiku. Percayalah kasih tiada akan terhapus cinta.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is My Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the first operation of Pandemban Seaport in Subang, West Java. The President joined the inauguration virtually from the Bogor Palace, West Java on Sunday. In his remarks, the President hoped the Pandemban Seaport would strengthen Tanjung Priok Seaport in Jakarta that had been crowded and causing traffic jams across Bekasi-Jakarta Road. According to the President, the Pandemban Seaport has strategic location between Kertajati Airport and the industrial complexes in Bekasi, Karawang, and Purwakarta. He then believed that Pandemban Seaport will be the key interregional link and support the export acceleration. Meanwhile, the West Java Provincial Government hoped the first stage operational of Pandemban Seaport will be the pioneer of Pandemban City of Seaport and Industry. That was stated by West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil in his remark at the Pandemban Seaport inauguration. Ridwan Kamil further said, Pandemban will be developed into a maritime city. Pandemban will also be the pioneer of the Rebana metropolitan area, consisting of 13 new industrial cities. The Rebana Triangle consists of Subang, Cirebon, and Majalengka, all in West Java. This maritime industrial city development is predicted to take 30 years until the city is perfectly built. This prediction was based on the success of the Bekasi industrial area. Ridwan also predicted if the Rebana metropolitan area is successful, there will be 4.3 million jobs in the next 15 years. This area is then expected to contribute towards economic growth for up to 4% for West Java. In this inauguration of Pandemban Seaport, President Joko Widodo also witnessed virtually the inaugural export which marked the operational of Pandemban International Seaport in Subang, West Java. It was an export of 140 vehicle units of various brands such as Toyota, Daihatsu, and Suzuki, which were carried by MV Suzuka Express bound to Brunei Darussalam. On the occasion, the President said for automotive products, the Pandemban Seaport has a great export capacity. However, the President also reminded that the Pandemban Seaport must also support the export of other products that move the economy. This includes the products of a micro, small, medium enterprises, agriculture, creative industries, and many others. This certainly aims to make these products compete in the global market.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, I'm going to introduce you to heaven at Wakatobi National Park. Southeast Sulawesi Province has a lot of potential interesting tourism attractions that you need to visit. There have been many foreign tourists on vacation to enjoy the natural beauty of Southeast Sulawesi. The beauty of this tourism spot is guaranteed to stun you. As a nation, Indonesia deserves to be proud because it has the most beautiful underwater paradise in the world. This underwater paradise is known as Wakatobi National Park, which is located in Wakatobi Regency, Southeast Sulawesi Province. Wakatobi National Park was established in 1996 with a total area of 1.39 million hectares, consisting of marine and coral biodiversity, which occupies one of the highest priority positions of marine conservation in Indonesia. The beauty and richness of the Wakatobi National Park area is well known in the world, especially after the Wallacea expedition from England in 1995. The Wallacea expedition stated that this Southeast Sulawesi region is indeed rich in coral species. Wakatobi National Park is one of 15 national parks in Indonesia, which is located in Wakatobi District, Southeast Sulawesi. In this park, there is an undersea natural beauty, which has 25 coral reefs. There are clusters of coral reefs of around 112 species from 13 families, which are located at 25 points along the 600 kilometers coastline. In addition to the beauty presented by various coral reefs, the park also has various species of fish. The wealth of fish species owned by this national park reaches 93 types of fish for consumption and ornamental fish. There are also three types of turtles that often live on the islands in Wakatobi National Park, namely the housebill turtle, loggerhead turtle, and the lekang turtle. For tourists who like the beauty of the underwater world, they can do several activities in Wakatobi National Park, such as diving, snorkeling, and swimming, to see the beautiful coral reefs and various underwater animals. In addition, they can also witness the various cultures of the local community there. The most interesting thing is that you can see dolphins that appear on the surface. The best place to see dolphins is at Mola Raya Harbour, which can be reached in just 20 minutes from Wanchi City, Wangi Wangi, by chartering a boat. This national park already has quite complete facilities, ranging from road facilities that are quite smooth to taxis that are ready to take you to your destination. The food stalls are also relatively clean, and the lodging around the area is quite affordable. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Saat kau berjalan di muka rumahku, penuh kayak tersita pandanganku, hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Dimanakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah, ku ingin berkenalan. Terimalah salamku, gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara. Hati yang berdenang pada pandangan pertama.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. The segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Happy Birthday or Selamat Ulang Tahun. Well, listener, before we begin, let's listen to the conversation about Selamat Ulang Tahun, which means Happy Birthday. Kevin wishes Rama a happy birthday, Rama treats Kevin to have lunch at the canteen.
Hai Kevin, aku mencarimu dari tadi.
Aku mau makan siang. Ayo makan bareng.
Kebetulan sekali, aku mau mentraktir kamu karena hari ini aku ulang tahun.
Selamat ulang tahun, Rama. Semoga panjang umur dan sehat selalu. Terima kasih ya atas traktirannya.
Terima kasih juga, Kevin, atas ucapannya.
Kalau begitu, ayo kita pesan makanannya.
Baik.
Now I'm going to introduce you some vocabularies and expressions related to this topic today. I'm going to say each sentence twice and you can repeat after me. Mencari, mencari, which means to look for. Makan siang, which means lunch. Kebetulan, which means accidentally. Ulang tahun, which means birthday. Selamat ulang tahun, which means happy birthday. Semoga panjang umur dan sehat selalu. Semoga panjang umur dan sehat selalu, which means wish you a long life and always good health. Terima kasih atas traktirannya. Terima kasih atas traktirannya, which means thank you for the treat. Ayo kita pesan makanannya. Ayo kita pesan makanannya, which means let's order some foods. To wish a happy birthday for someone, you can use expressions such as selamat ulang tahun. Selamat berulang tahun, which means happy birthday. In the dialogue, Kevin used the expression selamat ulang tahun, Rama. After that, he continued with semoga panjang umur dan sehat selalu. Semoga panjang umur dan sehat selalu, which means wish you a long life and good health always. Felicitation or congratulation are usually followed by wishes and prayers to the person who is being congratulated. Rama wants to treat Kevin. He says, "Aku mau mentraktir kamu makan siang." Aku mau mentraktir kamu makan siang, which means I will treat you for lunch. Kevin thanks Rama for the treat by saying, "Terima kasih atas traktirannya." Terima kasih atas traktirannya, which means thank you for the treat. Traktiran or treat is something that someone buys or pays for others. In Indonesia, someone who celebrates birthday usually treats their friends. The treat can be a form of food and drinks. At campus or school, someone usually treats their friends for lunch. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Hai Kevin, aku mencarimu dari tadi.
Aku mau makan siang. Ayo makan bareng.
Kebetulan sekali, aku mau mentraktir kamu karena hari ini aku ulang tahun.
Selamat ulang tahun, Rama. Semoga panjang umur dan sehat selalu. Terima kasih ya atas traktirannya.
Terima kasih juga, Kevin, atas ucapannya.
Kalau begitu, ayo kita pesan makanannya.
Baik.
So that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian Language on the Radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Coba tanyakan
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for today's edition of Music Corner, we will play you a regional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of the famous songs from North Sumatra. The word Butet in this song means a daughter. The lyrics tells about a father who misses his daughter. The father is joining the guerrilla in the Indonesian Independence War. The father hopes that his daughter keeps waiting for him. The father has a noble hopes that his daughter will be a member of a Red Crescent. No one knows who is the composer of the song Butet. One version about the origin of the song mentioned that a man who fought for the country sung the song Butet to his son or daughters during military aggression of the Dutch to Indonesia. Well, listener, here is the song Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago. Happy listening.
Doge, 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 doge aller bouter. Doge, 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 ki doge, 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 doge.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.